meet his friends. This year should be a special source for Arbin Armurati Sheyichyu, the Nishmas, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, and the Schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina. It says in Parak Zayin, Psukim Vav and Tulches, this week's parish, the parish says, Chanan, Ki Am Kadosh Atel Hashem Elokecha, because you're a holy nation to your God. Bacha Bachar Hashem Elokecha Lios Lola Am Segula. You were chosen by Hashem to be a special nation. For him, Mikol Amim, from all the nations, Asher al Pnei Adam, that are on the earth. Lo Merubchem Mikol Amim Chashak Hashem Bachem. Not because you are vast among the nations, God desired you. Vayivchar Bachem, and chose you. Ki Atem Ama'at Mikol Amim, because you are the least of the nations. Ki Mi'avas Hashem Eschem, because God loves you. O Mishamroas Hashavua, and because you guarded the oath. And because God guarded the oath that he swore to your avos, Hotzi Hashem Eschem b'yad chazaka, he took you out with a strong hand, v'yiftecha mi'beis avadim, and he redeemed you from the house of servitude, mi'ad par, the hand of Paramelech Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim. So we are going to base our analysis of these psukim on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. When it says ki am kadosh l'Hashem Elokecha, that you're a holy nation to the Lord your God, and the Hemshech HaPsukim, we see that it's a reason why it says in this parasha that you're not allowed to make a bris with the seven nations. V'lo sichanem, and don't give them special gifts. V'lo sischatein, and don't intermarry with them, and we have to destroy their mizbechos and their matzevos and cut down their asheros and burn their idols. So we have to understand why this is connected to these, why the mitzvahs of destroying their idols and the like are connected to the fact that Hashem chose you. L'chora, the fact that you're holy and Hashem chose you could be a reason for all the mitzvahs in the Torah, not just the mitzvahs of destroying their idols and not intermarrying, etc., but the fact that you're so special, you're Adam Kadosh, and Hashem chose you, that should be the reason for all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, not just these specific mitzvahs. So why is it only said, klape what it says in this parasha, that you should destroy their idols and not make covenants with them, etc.? Al-Sheikh discusses this Shaila. And also the Etzem Adav Reinum, when it's hard to understand the matter itself. What's the nafkamina, as far as these mitzvahs are concerned, whether Hashem chose you, Merubchem, or Mekiatem Ma'at Mikol Amim, says in the Psukim, that God didn't desire you because you're so many, but rather you're so few. What does that have to do with the mitzvahs of destroying their idols and the like? Lachor would have no connection. So if that's the case, then it shouldn't have mentioned it. Right earlier in the parasha, it tells you all the things that we mentioned. Destroy their mezbechos and their matzevos and their asheros and their psilim, all their terrible idols you should destroy, you should intermarry, etc. So what does it have to do? That have to do with the fact that God didn't choose you because you're many, because you're very few. Very odd. Ubaguf mashikasiv bepasuk zayin lo merubchem. That it says in pasuk zayin that God didn't choose you because you're many. The Rashbam writes that the Anshe Lev of Yavinu Vyitmu, Chimosh Rabbeinu Yasavar Shisol Yitom Bezadavar, Shirim Rubin Kol Amim, Shabolim Shutzuchlom Rubchem. What's the Havamina Bachlam? The Jewish people are going to make that mistake. The Jewish people are going to think that we're the Rove. We know that we're not the Rove. Everybody knows that. So why does he have to dispel the notion that we're the Rove? You might think you're the Rove. That's why God chose you, but you're not the Rove. You're a minority in the world. You're a small nation. Why would we think otherwise? And also we have to understand Pasuk Zayin, where it says, Ki Am Kadosh Atel Hashem Elokecha, it says you're holy, And then it says, "Ubachabacha liyoslam segula," where it's God's special nation. So that's the same thing. You're holy to Hashem, you're an am segula to Hashem. So what's the difference? Ayin ba'alshich u'b'malbim. So it appears as follows, that the Ramban writes, "An ki me'avas Hashem eschem." That God loves you. The Ramban is bothered that it's not really answering the question. Because what does it say in the pasuk, the previous pasuk? That Hashem desired you and Hashem chose you. Why did Hashem desire and chose you? Because Hashem loves you. How's that an answer? Why does Hashem desire you and choose you? Because Hashem loves you. Doesn't really answer the question. Why does Hashem love you? He desires you, He chooses you because He loves you. Why does He love you? So, the Ramban writes, "Ki habechira b'chol makom hi b'reira min habreiros." Whenever you have bechira, it's you're choosing one from others. God loves us and chose us because we're worthy of being loved and chosen. God loves us because we're worthy of being loved. Why are we worthy of being loved? Because when you love somebody, you're willing to suffer for them. And Jewish people are willing to suffer for God. That's what it means in the Gemara when it says that we're azim sheba umos. We're very brazen. That we're willing to literally put out our necks for Hashem. Or Yehudai Otzalev. We'd rather die than go on than bow down to the cross. The Jewish people have the special midah of being willing to suffer Hashem. That's what it means, Avas Hashem Eschem. God loves you because we're willing to suffer for Him. So based on this Ramban, it would appear as follows. That Bechira could be because of the Maila of the Nifchar called Him HaBechira. Bechira could be because the person who's chosen has special qualities before he's chosen. And that's a reason to choose him, and that's like a prize for his good choices. Or it could be that Adarabba, now he's not in such a good state, but after his Bechira, because he has good qualities, he will be Nichbad Mikol Nifchar Acher. He will be more honorable, more distinguished than anybody else. And that's why he's chosen. So it could be somebody's chosen because of his qualities before the choice. And it could be that someone will be chosen because after he's chosen, then he will shine. Now, the union of Rov and Miut is not a constant. Sometimes you have large nations and then they become small nations or they disappear altogether. So, large and small is a matter of just time. Sometimes it's a large nation, sometimes it's a small nation. And that only applies when they're actually chosen. So if they're chosen because of their size, that's only going to apply at the time of choice, but that could easily change. And that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo Meirubchem, meaning that your choice, God didn't choose you because of Harbe Oma'at. Because of lots or a lot or a little. Because that's a reason that applies before the Bechira. Because Adarabba, Atem Hama'at, V'chol Bechirashem. So it's not pshat that God chose you because you're so many. Because that's something that can change. And Adarabba, you're a small number. So that's what it means. Lo Merubchem Mikol Amin Chashak Hashem Lechem. God didn't choose you because you're large. That's something that can change, and you can one day be small. And indeed, right now you are small. So it wasn't because of your numbers Hashem chose you. So why then did Hashem choose you? Not because of any ma'ali you have pre-choice, but rather because of the ma'alis you're going to have post-choice. And that's what the Ramban writes, Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, that after the Bechira, you're going to be very royal Ava, like the Maral is Marich in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael in the first parak, other places, that the Jewish people are fitting because the Torah is most matim, is most appropriate for the soul of the Jews. And that's because after we're chosen, we are going to fulfill the Torah. It's not because of anything we have right now. But after God gives us the Torah, we will be able to fulfill it more than anybody else. It's not that now we have any special quality, it's because of what's going to be afterwards. That's why God's choosing us. And that's what it means. Lo me rubchem. It's not because you're so many. It's not because of a quality you have now. But rather, God loves you, and you're going to love Him back, and you're going to keep the Torah. And because He sees that you're going to keep the Torah, after He chooses you, you're going to be the most worthy of this choice of being chosen. Again, not because of what qualities you have before being chosen. Not because of anything you're doing now, but because after you're chosen, you will prove yourself being worthy of being chosen. Because you love God, and therefore you're going to keep the Torah the best. And that's what it says. Lo me'rubchem ekolam chashak Hashem b'chem v'yivchar b'chem. So what's the double lashon of chashak and b'char? Of desiring and choosing. Ayin Ramban. And we also have to understand, why doesn't it say chashak u'bachar b'chem? It doesn't say that. It says chashak Hashem b'chem. So based on what we said, we can say as follows, that the Pasuk is saying that the Bechira isn't coming because of Cheshek, that is a matzav of will and desire at the time of Bechira, because Al Shema Asid Yesh Makom Lepu'ulos Mitoch Havanas V'yadiyas Asid Aval Ein Makom L'Cheshek V'ratzon Achshav Mitzad Asid that Temamat Mikol Amim. So on the future there is room for actions from understanding and knowing the future, but there's no room for a desire and a will now, mitzad ha'asid, because you're ma'at mikol ha'amim. So God isn't desiring your desire, is because of now. There's no room for desire in the future. Desire is because of what's now. So lo me'rubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. There's no room for desire now, because now you don't have those qualities. But rather, because of the future, me'avas Hashem, because in the future you are going to love God and properly keep His Torah, and because of that, it's not shaykh to say lo me'rubchem chashak u'bachar. And on this comes ki me'avas Hashem, because that would be mashma that why does God desire and choose you? Because God loves you. God loves you because you love Him, but that wouldn't fit with the chashak. Because there's no cheshek, because this avas Hashem eschem is in the future, is going on something you're going to do in the future. And cheshek is going on what's now. Now you have a cheshek. And therefore it says, lo me'rubchem et cetera chashak b'chem. It's not because you're many that God had a cheshek in you. In other words, the many would mean now, that you're so vast. Now you're so vast, and therefore God had a cheshek in you. And it's saying, the pasuk saying, no. Lo me'rubchem chashak Hashem b'chem. Not because you're so vast, Hashem had a cheshek for you. So that we have to negate that. Lo me'rubchem mikolam chashak Hashem b'chem. That's number one. And then it says number two, V'chein lo merubchem v'yivchar b'chem. And it's not because you're so many that God chose you, meaning God didn't choose you because of now, because of any quality that you have now, because now He has a special desire for you, but rather because of a quality you have that's going to be actualized in the future. So in fact, there was a bechira. Aval mitzad hamayla sheyeshna machmas rubchem shekanal haynu mayla b'shas habechira ela sheba bechira me'abas Hashem. So God also didn't choose you because of a mayla you have now. You were chosen. So this is a separate thing. You were chosen, but not because of a mayla you have now. Lo me'rubchem b'char b'chem. God didn't choose you because you're so many, but rather because of something in the future. God did choose you. The bechira is me'avas Hashem eschem. So that's how the pasuk is read. Lo me'rubchem kol min chashak Hashem chem. God didn't have a cheshek because you're the rov, because you're so many, because that would imply something now, that God has a desire for you now, and He doesn't. It's not because of the quality you have now. And also vayivchar b'chem, if God didn't choose you now because you're so many, but yetam amat mikol amim, because in fact you're so few. But rather, why vayivchar b'chem? Why the second, not the chashak? Why the vayivchar b'chem? Why did God choose you? Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, because God loves you so much, being you're going, because you're going to love Him, and you're going to put out your neck for Him and die for Him. And God saw that, and therefore He gave you the Torah. And that's matim to what it says in the Gemara in Chulin Peites Amen Aleph, brought here in Rashi, when it says Lo me'rubchem ki atem ha'me'at Arm le'kodesh baruch hu Yisrael choshkani b'chem shafilu b'shoshanei mashpia l'chem gedul atem matim atzmechem l'fanai nasat gedul avram v'anachi afer v'ev l'moshe amin aruch ma'achum ma'aladav and aruch ha'tas v'loish. So God says, oh, do I desire you, that even when I were mashpia l'chem gedula, you're memait yourselves in front of me, you lessen yourselves. I gave gedula to Avram, and he said, aruch ha'afer v'ev from dust and ashes. I gave gedula to Moshe and Aaron, and they said, Nachum, who are we? I gave gedula to David, and he said, Ochit alas velo ish. So here we're talking, that's the Gemara there, that you make, that lo meruchem atem ama'at, you memait yourselves, you lessen yourselves. So this is talking about a maila that the Jewish people have after the Nesina. That after the Nesina, that we have this godless of being memait ourselves. And that's in fact what the Pasuk is talking about in Pashtus. That after I choose you, you're going to be memayit yourself. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Look at all these great people. Look at Moshe. Look at Avram. After and Aaron, after God, David, after God chose them, they made themselves small. So too, after God is going to choose us, we are going to be worthy of that choice. So you see that the drush of the Gemara is matim to the pshat in the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is that God didn't choose you because of something you have now, but because of something you're going to have later, something you're going to show later. So too, look at our gedolim, that lo merubchem chashak, that when we become great, we make ourselves small. So we're chosen to be great, and then we diminish ourselves afterwards, after we become great. So it's the same idea that after we're chosen, we're going to actualize our this great quality of Avas Hashem Eschem. And on this the pasuk says, Ki mi'avas Hashem Eschem u'mishamar es ha'shvua. Asher nishba alav oseichem. So if it already says, Ki mi'avas Hashem Eschem, why do we have to add, u'mishamar es ha'shvua asher nishba alav oseichem? So the Al-Sheikh discusses this, that it doesn't make sense. Once it's God shows us because He loves us, then why does He have to come on to guard the shvur that he swore to your avos? So the Ramban writes that we're saying there's a sin will not cause us to be unchosen. Shelo yigrom hachet. Because once there's a shvur, then there's an oath, the sin can't stop it. So the explanation would appear that it says, Lahem sheikh, after umishamar es ha'shvua, hotzi Hashem eschem biyad chazak aviyivtecha mibeis avodim miyad paro melech mitzrayim. So God took you out with a strong hand, and He redeemed you from the house of servitude, from the hand of Paro, the king of Egypt. So here we're talking about Bechiras Yisrael. Here we're talking about Bechiras Yisrael. What does this have to do with taking us out of Egypt biyad chazaka? Very nice that Hashem took us out Biyad Chazaka, but here we're talking about the Jewish people being chosen. So what does the Jewish people have being chosen have to do with the Yad HaChazaka that God took you out of Egypt with? Rather, the Ikar Chiddush of the Pasuk is that Adarava, Bishas HaBechira, Lo Rak Shalai Sabah Maila Mechayavis Bechira, not only did we not have at that time any specific Maila, any specific positive quality that would obligate Hashem, that would necessitate our being chosen. Rather, Adarava, we were Mekul Kalim, we were corrupt in such a way that it was a reason not to choose us. As is well known, we were Meshuggah Mitzrayim in the 49th gates of Tumah, and had we not been taken out immediately, we would never have gotten out of there, as it says in all the Sfarim. And that's what it says, Mi Beis Avodim, it says in Torah Kohanim and Parshas Bahar. Brought in Rashi there, that we have a special Azhara for an Eved not to serve Avodah Zarah, just like his master serves Avodah Zarah. So we see that mitzad atzmo, an eved, is nimshach acharabo, a servant goes after his master for avodah zarah, if he doesn't have a special warning. And Mitzrayim, that we didn't have this special warning in Mela, the fact that we're in a base of avodah means that we're acting like the Mitzrim, and Paro was ruling over us with all of the corruption of Paro. And Mela, the bechira is because of the future. But if b'shas ha-bechira were mufka, we are removed from this bechira, then we can't be chosen, even though we're not going to be like that in the future. And that's the Yigrom HaChet. So, the sin, that's what the Ramban means when he says that Shelo Yigrom HaChet, that the sin shouldn't stop us from being chosen. And on that it says in the Pasuk that only because of the Shavua that God took, He took him out of Mitzrayim, Biyad Chazaka Mitumas Mitzrayim, even though we were in Beis Avadim, and we were a bottle to Mitzrayim, to power in all of our deeds. And since we have this Haftacha, we have this special Shavua, now we can be chosen Mitzad HaAsid. So that's why it says in the Pasuk that God took us out of it with a strong hand, meaning we were very Meshubat to Paro. And then God ripped us out of there, and He redeemed us from this Beis Avadim. So we were no longer connected to the Tumas Mitzrayim. We were now removed from the Tumas Mitzrayim. And now God can choose us because of our future qualities. So as long, even though we were in, that's what the Pasuk is saying, that even though we were in Mitzrayim, and we were Meshibah to our Master, and that's the Yigrom HaChet, so we have this terrible sin. Nevertheless, God swore to us. God swore to us that we're going to be chosen. Oh, if God swore to us that we're going to be chosen, so therefore God now had to rip us out of there very strongly. He took us out. He redeemed us from the Beis Avodim. Miad Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And Memele He chose us because Avas Hashem Eslam. So it's the two together. The fact that it's telling us that He took us out of Mitzrayim because we were very Meshubah to Mitzrayim. And therefore we didn't deserve to be chosen, because now we have this chisaron that makes us not deserving, because we're over the Avodah Zarah, we're Meshubah to our masters. So therefore it says, no, God took a Shavua that the sin's not going to cause you not to be chosen, so therefore He took you out of Mitzrayim, that you should be removed from this Avodah Zarah. And also, so that's one reason that didn't stop you from being chosen. And in a more positive strain, a more positive note, we were chosen because Me'avas Hashem Eschem. So it's two. It's the fact that God loved us so much, meaning that we were going to show our love for Him, like the Ramban says, and we were going to put out our necks for Him, and therefore God loved us. So God saw that we had this quality, in the future we were going to show this quality. And also God guarded the Shavua that He swore to our Avos, because we had the Shalei Grom Achet, because we had the sin that we were of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore God took us out of Egypt, because He made this Shavua that we were going to be chosen and taken out of Mitzrayim. And since we were taken out of Mitzrayim, we were no longer bound, subordinate to our masters, and we could be worthy of being chosen, because had we not been taken out of Mitzrayim, had we still been Meshubah to Mitzrayim, so we could have all the Avas Hashem we want. But it's not going to help us, because we're still over the Avodah Zarah. We still have this Pagam. But because Hashem swore that He's going to take us out of Mitzrayim, that made us not be unworthy of being chosen. So now we're out of the category of being unworthy because we're no longer serving Mitzrayim and being of the Avodah Zarah. And on the positive note, we're Amiavas Hashem Eslam, we have this love for Hashem, and therefore He chose us. So we still have more to say on the on these psukim, and I'm hoping that in the next shiur, we will, because we haven't answered all the questions yet, hopefully in the next shiur we will see more, and then we have another mahalach to say, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us a life and simchas chayim and bracha v'atzlacha b'li neder. Hopefully we'll get to it in the next shiur. Shalom, shalom.